started. For our students that are new to us, this is just a committee that comes together. We talk about the health and safety of the school. So we have, I think, 7 or 8 different categories. So if at any time you have anything that you want to say, y'all can chime in. We do have to audio record and post these. So if that's a problem for you, now's your time to exit. But anyway, so to get started, Coach Bielitz, do you want to talk about what y'all are doing in health?
Well, teaching health this semester, we just got done with the nutrition chapter and moving on to body image this week. And then the next chapter I know that I'm going to do is going to be on like substances, to talk about vaping and all the things that are a problem around. So that's the plan.
I don't think Joe or
Lewis. I'll speak for him.
Okay.
So we have new key fob readers at the, what is that, the south entrance of the elementary, the west entrance to the junior high. Where else?
Playground.
Both playground entrances.
West entrance of the gym.
West entrance of the gym. Thank you. I couldn't think of them. And then cameras to look at who's entering buildings. We feel like we have pretty adequate coverage right now. So.
On health services, I will complete all screenings this week. So I can finally submit my report on that to the state and we'll be done for the year. The next one, I have sent out a little bit of information to McCaslin and Ramage on this. So I got an email last week from one of the nurses associations that schools can be what's called Project Adam designations. And this kind of came up again after the football player collapsed on the field. And what it is basically schools have designated staff members, like 5 to 10 staff members who are part of kind of like a rapid response team in a hospital. So they are trained on how to respond to an emergency until like EMS could get here. And since our EMS is volunteer, you know, it could take 15, 20 minutes for them to get here. So if we were to have a student or a staff member collapse, that's pretty significant. And it's been proven that, like, if you can get to an AED within 2 minutes, the chances of survival of a collapse is like 77%. So basically, if we were going to do this, they have a checklist for us to kind of walk us through how to do it. Like I said, we would kind of see what staff members were interested in being a part of this. We would hold trainings or drills, just like fire drills and tornado drills. And basically it would like come over the intercom and say code whatever to this room, and those people on that team would respond. They will know where the closest AEDs are. One will be assigned to like call 911. And basically it's just preparing us so that if an emergency situation happens, there's not a lot of panic. From a nurse standpoint, that would be kind of a relief for me because I'm not always here and I'm one person for 560 something kids. And so it would make me feel better if I had other people who knew what to do in that situation and it's not happening that first time. Hopefully it never happens, but everyone would know what to do and we could save a life if we had to. So that is something that I would really like us to look into and get into place.
Is that something we need to vote on, that we want to like move further into this process?
Probably so. And like I said, it's just, they give us a checklist and it's basically like, where are your AEDs? You mark them in the hallways. Who is part of your team? You hold a drill and then you do an annual training, just like what the program is, why it's important, and things like that. So that could be something that we did annually at the beginning of the year, meetings and stuff that we have, and then throughout the year hold.
I would love to see us.
So.
Get involved in that. I think it's important.
I think it's really
And you
good.
Are just one person.
Yeah, I mean, and like I said, we never think it would happen, but we had a student collapse in Lockmey, you know, and so it really could happen anywhere. So.
Can you tell me the name of that again?
Project Adam.
Okay.
So, you want to vote on that?
I make a motion that we go ahead and get involved with this and get some training with us.
Does everybody
think of that? Okay. So we will. I will get more information on that. And
so all in favor of that?
Okay, all in favor of that. Say
aye.
Aye.
Are y'all fine with that?
Does anybody not agree with that? Okay. So I'll get more information on that, and we will come up with a plan to the best way to move forward with that.
And every coach on staff is training AED and CPR as well.
Awesome.
And we have to get those re-upped every year. So.
Yes, and that's another thing. Anybody that's a part of that team is required to have their CPR certification, which is good for 2 years. So that's something minor that I think everyone should be, but at least those on the team will be required to. Next, we need to review our wellness policy.
Do you have the? I only have one page of it.
Yes, there's. It's got.
There's nothing on it. It's just page 3 of 3.
Oh. Do you want the local or the legal?
The local.
Okay, this is the local.
And so, I'll just check. So, does everyone have a copy of the local wellness policy?
There's one at your table.
Yeah, there should be one at your table. And essentially, we need to look at it and review, like, is this plan appropriate? Does it need to be revised in any form or fashion? I'll just give us a couple of minutes to, like, kind of read through it and make sure, see if there's any suggestions.
For our junior high kids. I didn't know that until I started to do scoliosis screens that our junior high PE kids don't suit out and don't really do much activity. So what can we do about this?
So, okay, explain again what you're saying.
They don't suit out and they don't do PE because there's not a place for them to do PE because the gyms are occupied by athletics. So where do our PE kids go to get their...
That's 7th and 8th graders that are not in athletics, correct?
Yes. Because when I have gone to do, or needed to do scoliosis screens, that's when I found out they don't suit out, and they're just sitting in the classroom during their PE time, which is a big deal. So we need to figure out something. If it's like
what
a different PE time...
What time? Oh, I know, we don't do periods.
Of course,
we have pre-K in ours. I was like, y'all could come to ours, but we have pre-K.
Well, I'll just say what we ought to do is just let Mr. Huseman and Mrs.
Okay.
Wilson figure out scheduling how to do that. Because it's really, that sounds more like a campus situation. And they'll reach out to Coach Lassiter or Ms. Ramage or whoever.
I think originally the idea was having PE first. And I think there used to be, there was at one time, someone that was available to do PE. It made it an easy transition for kids who got out of athletics. There was an easy switch where you didn't have to rearrange a kid's entire schedule.
So is what you're saying, is that like something to address policy or is that just procedural?
I think it's just procedural. It's already in the policy.
Okay.
So it's just a matter of working out the schedule.
And I know our high school kids do. I mean, they're active, but they don't dress out either. Do we need,
no.
Is it something
we
need?
We don't have room.
To get
in. I mean, no offense, but we don't want them in the locker rooms.
Yeah.
Well,
I tell them to bring their clothes if they want to, which they walk 2 days a week and they go to the weight room 2 days a week.
I mean,
so
yeah,
they
they're doing.
To bring clothes,
they're doing
they
stuff.
Bring,
they're,
it's
they're
not required for them to dress out as long as they are doing their.
I know.
I think it says 225 days.
When it's nice out, has gone outside and like walked or gone to the track and everything.
I know our guys are active because I've been out there and they're like doing stuff that makes me tired, like P90X. They're burping and she's like lower squat. I mean, she's getting after them, so
yeah.
It's good. But I didn't know if we needed to dress out.
No, I don't think that's required. As long as
I'd say let's just leave that up to the junior high campus to figure out scheduling procedures and all that.
Anything else we need to do with that?
Good catch.
Okay. Anything from you, Mantor, Felix, in addition to that, or Lassiter? Nothing. The physical education side, nothing.
The only thing I want to add is this semester we've got to start looking at dates for when we want to do our state testing.
Do we do it usually when they're state testing, like in the junior?
That's when we usually do it, during STAR test time.
What is that for?
The fitness gram.
Fitness gram, yeah.
When you're buying high school students, we do it during state testing. I just don't know when those dates are.
Am I involved in that for junior high school?
I think we've done it all. We did it all last year. We put it all
in a form that you can turn or submit it and do it on the spreadsheet.
Counseling. Anything from counselors?
I just want to say from our Pennies for Angels collection that we did before Christmas, our kids raised $3,324.47, and that was
amazing,
and the most that we've ever done. So we were able to give that to high school to purchase things, you know, for Christmas and that sort of thing, and food items, and then they were still able to give us back $1,100 to put towards snack packs.
Oh, awesome.
So
I think we were able to buy like even more kids than we had planned on, because y'all had raised so much money. We were,
and lots of groceries.
Awesome. And we have a UIL assembly this Friday so that we can recognize our UIL kids and get them their awards. I'm excited for that. To get your award finally? Because you have several, I know.
We are doing, at Junior High, we're doing the Great Kindness Challenge this week. The kids all got a checklist of different ideas, activities they can do to help spread kindness. We have dress-up days, and then our SEL lesson today was over the Great Kindness Challenge and doing charades of acting out different ways that they could be kind to each other.
For high school, we have done a lot of talking about graduation requirements for CPR, so we're working on arrangements to get all of our kids CPR trained. We have also talked a lot about how mental health is kind of on an increase. We see a lot of kids coming through the office for a lot of different things, and it's only increasing the number of like suicidal ideations, all of that stuff. So we're trying to support them as much as we can and trying to funnel those kids again into our CATER and grant programs if we can. But those programs are also hugely overwhelmed at the moment, and we're seeing a 6-week turnaround time from when we refer to when they even get their first appointment set. So there's a huge need for mental health stuff in the high school. So if you're a teacher, an adult, if you can check in with kids just whenever you see them and just ask them if they're doing okay. And it's also sometimes kids you wouldn't expect, because they seem to be really good on the outside and things are going on. As far as SEL lessons, we have done several things to start the year back. We've talked about the importance of motivation and staying motivated to finish out the school year. We talked about making sure they can avoid distractions and how to minimize those. We have also really gotten good use out of the Stop It app. I think I checked and we've had like 8 reports made, which is more than I thought we would get with the Stop It app, which has been great. We've also been making use of our Go Guardian program that has been flagging when kids are Googling or looking up things that are concerning. And we've gotten some good information and data out of those. So that's what we've got.
In our counseling grant, they're having trouble. We haven't been able to use it at all really this year. And so I finally made contact with them to see, is this happening anymore or not? And they can't get counselors. They don't have enough counselors to help. So it's just kind of, and then the CATER's, like she said, backed up for 6 weeks. So.
Yeah. I'll put my students on the spot. And I'd like to hear what they think, because we've heard some things about the SEL lessons. I'd like to hear what they think about them, because that's something new we've done this year. And I've heard good things about it. So what's your...
I think it's a good way for students and teachers to, like, open up and find a common ground. And, like, in my classroom, whenever we're doing our SEL lessons... Coach Huseman does a great job of opening up for conversation and finding ways to make sure that students are okay and that teachers get their perspective known to the students.
But that's what we've heard from students on surveys. They've said that it's been nice to be beyond just the star and all that stuff, like for teachers just to kind of check on them and have those conversations, because it's always, you know, academics, which is necessary, but this is such a huge component that we've heard positive feedback from teachers and students that it's helped build their relationships in the classroom.
Anybody
here? Do you know of any issues in the cafeteria or any changes? I know they've added in some new recipes. We have meatloaf today, I think, for the first time. We have teriyaki. Is it good? It's smelled really good. Did y'all try it? Did you like it, honey?
Kind of.
Thanks for the honesty. I know. Overall, it smells good. I know. It always smells good.
Oh, the cafeteria is feeding our out-of-town teams, junior high teams now.
Oh, that's really good. Cool. Like hot stuff?
No, like a sandwich and fruit and chips, stuff like that. Okay. So in the past, we haven't always fed our junior high kids unless the trip was over 50 miles.
Yeah.
And so this allows them to have a meal every time we play out of town.
That's good. Good. The wellness bus will be here on February 24th, and this is for our staff members to go and get an annual wellness screen. And so those that are eligible are the ones that have the school insurance that is offered. So I sent out a flyer. I think everyone should have gotten that. That just has the dates and the information on it. And then she said she will send me a sign-up sheet closer to time where y'all can get a spot assigned to you. So. It's free if you have the school insurance. Dental kits are donated, and I still have quite a few in my office. So those will be passed out in February for Dental Health Month. And then the second grade teachers came to me and asked if I would talk to second through fifth grade about hygiene, because we have some stinky kids. So I put together a little presentation, and I'll get with the teachers to have a little talk with our students. I was wanting to put together a little hygiene bag, I guess, with like some deodorant and stuff like that. I'm still trying to find a good deal on that because it's still pretty pricey, even the travel size. So maybe
I don't know who does it, but every once in a while they'll send us like huge boxes full of deodorant and shampoo.
Hmm.
And I usually just pass it out to our kids.
Yeah. Maybe I can.
Because they're stinky too.
Look into that. I'm sure there's some kind of resource out there for schools and stuff. So.
We did some last year at Plain High where we'd have like a little station where they could come and get. Uh-huh. It had been donated. It was like deodorant and toothpaste and stuff where they could come get something that they needed.
Huh.
And I think it was donated.
Into that board, yeah. Involvement with the parents in the community. I know we have play days coming up this semester in May. I know there's a talent show or something coming up in March.
March. End of March.
That's all that I know of off the top of my head. Anything else? Ramage? Okay. Lassiter, you want to talk about snack packs?
Oh, yes. Right now, we're still packing just around 37 bags per week. And like I said, we got that extra money, so our fund should be good to last us. And then we usually get donations toward the end of the year from different people. I know the basketball usually does, the youth basketball. So I think we're good as far as that goes, and we're not packing as many, but I do think we might need to take another look. I'm going to ask teachers to just take a closer look over their classroom and stuff, because I think we're missing some.
Does anybody have anything? Our next meeting is set for April 12th at the same time, same place. Thank y'all for coming.